and welcome. It's hour number four of our radio program, and the lead this hour from New England, where Ty Law laying down the law. Ty Law implying that the Patriots made the right choice by picking Bill Belichick over Tom Brady. Thumbs up or thumbs down to that train of thought by a former Patriot. Ty Law, we'll give it to you right now in hour number four. It is the law. It is the law. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we vacuum up the mess coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the easy, the speakeasy, the Fox Sports Radio studios deep in the North Woods. So our lead this hour comes from the age-old debate. I'm going to get out in front on this because I know this is going to be the topic du jour on Sports Talk Radio in a couple of weeks. So I'm going to be the first one on the national airwaves to begin the festivities here. Now, a few weeks away from now, we're 1 week into the season. If you look ahead and you start peeking ahead and you look at the NFL schedule and you're like, hey, what's going on? Well, week two, the card, look at the card. Then you look at week three and you're like, okay, I see that. I see all that. Then in week four, it is on like Donkey Kong. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New England Patriots, mano a mano, as they will match wits. Tom Brady going back to his old stomping grounds in week number four. So our lead this hour comes from the debate of debates. Who is more instrumental? It's the chicken or the egg argument in building the Patriots dynasty. Bill Belichick or Tom Brady. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, some comments made by Ty Law. It's the law. Remember Ty Law, Hall of Famer, defensive back, who was there way before Bill Belichick, way before Tom Brady. He lived the Patriot life before those guys were part of the Pats. And he was there at the beginning of their dominance and won several Super Bowls as a Patriot player. So did you hear what he had to say? Maybe not. So let me give you the truncated version. Ty Law is siding with Bill Belichick, the former defensive back, implied via his comments that the Patriots made the right decision in going with Belichick and letting Tom Brady go. Now, Ty Law made these comments recently in a radio interview. He said that Bill Belichick has a lot more upside because Belichick can coach a lot longer than Brady can play. That was the explanation. Well, no lies detected on that. You can obviously coach until you're 80 or 85 if you're in good health. You can't play quarterback till you're 80 or 85. Now, he also went on to say Brady is on, for most people, the bottom side of his career, Ty Law said. He's got another year or so left. He's playing great football. And again, no lies detected. And then Ty Law went on to say that he always tells people that Tom Brady would not have had a seventh Super Bowl if he had stayed with New England. And he says a lot of people don't like to hear that, Ty Law stated, but he didn't have the type of team to lead him to a championship, and he says he didn't want to see Brady leave. But anyway, the implication was that the Patriots did good with Tom Brady. So let's discuss here. You're going to go thumbs up or thumbs down on Ty Law voicing support for Bill Belichick. So I am going thumbs up on this. Thumbs up on this. I've got unorthodox, grasshopper, and puppeteering. And we'll put all of these things together, and we will form the foundation of this Maller monologue, and we will make banana cream pie, which is the greatest pie out there. Banana cream pie. You will not see any other pie around better than banana cream pie. So here we go. A, really for Ty Law, he didn't go far enough. Like, he was on Team Belichick, but he didn't go all the way in. Now, for us, he's preaching to the choir. He is. We made our bed of nails, and we continue to lay on our bed of nails. We picked the coach over the quarterback. And so this is a big endorsement, though, for Bill Belichick's camp, coming from Ty Law. You know, Ty Law is smarter than the average bear. He is impartial. He is objective. He is. Having played for Bill Belichick and been inside the building, he knows how they make the hot dogs. And being teammates with Tom Brady. Now, we've done this a while here, and you've listened to talk radio, and you've consumed sporting news for a long time. That response by Ty Law, while it wasn't fully all in, it was as close as you'll get. It was an unorthodox response. Typically, what is the default position of players once they retire about fellow players? It's stand by your man, right? Stand by your man. You don't want to break the brotherhood. Tom Brady and Ty Law were comrades in arms. They were part of the fraternal order of football. And so for Ty Law to side with Belichick, well, that's obviously a feather in Belichick's cap. Now, part B of this. Ty Law, I mentioned he'd been around for a very long time with the Patriots. He was drafted in 1995. Now, a timeline on this, Ty Law played for some very unmemorable Patriot teams. He also played for a team that lost in the Super Bowl before Belichick got there. He was drafted by Bill Parcells, and the first year Ty Law was there, the Patriots won 6 games. They did get to a Super Bowl, lost to the Brett Favre Packers, and then Pete Carroll took over. And Ty Law was there the entire Pete Carroll regime. A lot of mediocrity. Pete Carroll did coach a Patriot team that won a playoff game. I think, if I remember correctly, they beat Jacksonville back in the day. But he witnessed Bill Belichick come in and coach bad Patriot football and then take like the ball of clay and mold and twist the clay into what the Patriots became in 2000. He was there before Tom Brady was in the league. So he has the complete experience of being in the bunker and then being outside of the bunker. So he is what's known as an enlightened young grasshopper. Right. Now, he's a mine of information on what makes Belichick tick and what makes Tom Brady tick. And Ty Law siding with, again, the way I read the comments, siding with Bill Belichick. And he's the living, breathing embodiment of those early days for the Patriots before Belichick. Now you can go back. It's like in the Bible, they say before Jesus. Well, now you can go before Belichick. Ty Law won 3 Super Bowls with Belichick and Brady. He's in Canton, Ohio. He's in that dusty museum in Canton, Ohio. Not to mention, Ty Law got absolutely robbed in the very first Super Bowl of the Belichickian-Brady relationship. You remember, are you old enough to remember the Patriot-Rams Super Bowl, the greatest show on turf? Tom Brady was not particularly good in that game. He had 145 or something passing yards in that game against the St. Louis Rams. Ty Law should have been the MVP of that game. And he didn't win it. They gave it to the offensive player, Tom Brady, but he did not earn that MVP award in that first Patriot Super Bowl run of that era. All right, last word here. So for Tom Brady advocates, I know you're screaming at the radio, you're so dumb, you're such a moron. Listen, all right, I get the other argument. I know what the other side is saying, right? That this conversation is over, that it doesn't matter. We don't have to wait till October 3rd for that Sunday night game between the Bucs and the Patriots. Doesn't matter, right? That Tom Brady has ended the argument. It ended in February when Tom Brady stood atop the mountain, Super Bowl champion, beating Kansas City. Now, I disagree, right? Well, this is a big hunk of metal in the camp of TB12. The debate is not over. It will continue. It will even continue. Let's say the Buccaneers beat the Patriots. It's not going to end it. It's not. Belichick's going to be around for several more years. The fact that the Patriots went 7-9 with Cam Newton, who was very good at the haberdashery, but not on the field. And he put up offensive passing numbers that were similar to the 1970s. And yet the Patriots still, going into the final few weeks of the season, had a chance to win a playoff spot. They were shorthanded every game last year at quarterback. Now, the Patriots have new problems this year. If you saw the game against the Dolphins, they came out of the gates and Mac Jones played as well as you could possibly expect, a rookie quarterback like Mac Jones to play. And then they had running backs who coughed it up. It gave the game away, gave the game to Miami. But Belichick, he's the architect. Whether you like the guy or not, he's the architect of the roster. He's the overlord of the defense and the mastermind of roster building, day-to-day operation. Puppeteering, he is the one pulling the strings. And you can say, well, that was great for 20 years, and Tom Brady made it easy. But Tom Brady wasn't great in every Super Bowl. There's this myth that Tom is the greatest quarterback of all time. But he had some stinkers. He had some stinkers in the Super Bowl. Heck, the last one the Patriots won against the Rams, Tom Brady was not particularly good in that Super Bowl. It just happens that Jared Goff was worse against the Patriots defense. It's obviously difficult to separate these guys, but we'll see. They needed each other. It's kind of like eating a peanut butter sandwich, which is not bad, a jelly sandwich, which is not bad, but then you put them together and it's a symphony in your mouth when you combine peanut butter and jelly. Tom Brady was a part-time player at Michigan. He was a part-time player. And if certain things hadn't broken right, you play the ifs, you know, ifs and buts were candy and nuts game. It's conceivable in a parallel universe Tom Brady never even gets a chance. And then what becomes of Tom Brady? Does he sell insurance somewhere? Like, what's he do? Does he go play baseball? He was drafted by the Montreal Expos. Like, what would he do? We don't know, because he didn't have to go down that path. In this universe, Tom Brady got the chance. And dominate. But Belichick also, even before Tom Brady, he was the defensive coordinator for Bill Parcells. He's the guy that was credited with stopping the old Buffalo Bills, Marv Levy offense, which was great in a different era of the NFL, the K-gun offense. And, Ty Law, as we said, I mean, he didn't go far enough for me. He should have gone further. But, you know, Ty Law's argument that Belichick has more time left in the league, there's not a lie detected. And Belichick has no hobby. He's got no real hobbies other than, I guess, he's into World War history, documentaries and memorabilia and things like that. But that doesn't take up too much time, does it? It is the Ben Maller Show. If you want to comment on any of that or anything else, we are more than readily available at your disposal at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If you would like to be part of the program, you can join the festivities. All right, so one of the big stars in sports says that he will be forgotten soon. He will be forgotten soon. Who is that person that said they will soon be forgotten? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We are always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement, add new listeners to the Ben Maller Show. Support our noble efforts by posting comments about the show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
So I'm going to use the bully pulpit of the radio show to solicit some help from the Maller Militia. A couple years ago, it's been many years now, but I had an ant problem. I had an ant invasion. I was at an infestation of ants at the Maller Mansion. Brutal. And I put out a call to arms, and the listeners... You, the listener, helped me out. You gave me a product that took care of the ant problem, and it was great. And I still use it to this day. It's been many years. I still use it. So I have a new problem. I have a new infestation. I just moved a couple weeks back. And where I'm living now, I have been red meat for mosquitoes. I am being eaten alive. Every time I go outside, I can't even go out of my front door. I think these things are eating me while I'm in the house. It's unbelievable.
I had a big mosquito issue when I was in D.C.
Oh yeah, I'm sure in D.C. Yeah, so, man. And they're big. So I'm trying to figure out what I can do. Now I looked online. I was snooping around online, Eddie. There's a million different products out there for these mosquitoes, but I don't think most of them work. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut to the chase here, and I'm not going to go read a bunch of reviews online. I could do that. But if you want to help me out and you know something that works, that actually does work, there's these lights you can get. There's the candles that I think do work, but Do I want to spend the rest of my time buying thousands of candles? I don't know. Maybe there's something else that I can get. So, yeah, my arms are covered.
Just rub urine all over yourself.
Yeah.
Is Doc Mike on hold? Wait a minute. Is Doc there?
No, he's not.
He's not.
If he were, he would tell you that would absolutely work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The mosquitoes don't like urine, and so that's why they don't. That's why they don't bite certain parts of your body, because they don't like the urine, and he'd go right there. So, yeah, if you just help us out, you can send me a message on Twitter. You can email me, benmallershow@gmail.com, and be part of it. Matt, moving man Matt, the highways and byways. Last week we heard he was in Philly. He says, good Maller monologue, Ben. A-, missed the A-plus opportunity with the chance to remind the world Brady lost two times the future Hall of Famer, Elijah Manning. Matt, you weren't listening earlier, but I did a Maller monologue about the Manning brothers and their embarrassing television ratings on that Monday night game. So there you go. Minnesota Mitch says, if you get up to Minnesota, you'll have to go to Betty's Pies in Two Harbors. They have the best banana cream pie you'll ever eat. Well, I'm there. Done. I'll have to remember that. I don't know. You have to remind me, Mitch. Betty's Pie. You ever been to Betty's Pies, Eddie?
I have not.
Sounds pretty good. Look that up. See if that's legit. Robin Vegas says, solid monologue, Benjamin. I'll go with an A-. Ty Law, Michigan man, just behind Charles Woodson as the best Michigan defensive back of all time. Remember Charles? One-handed interception on the sideline versus the hated Gang Green, a.k.a. Little Brother. He points out. There you go. All right. Let's see here. To the phones. We go. Who is in the leadoff chair? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Pick a caller. Let's say hello to Dre, who's in Central California, and he is next. Hello, Dre.
What's going on, Mr. Maller? It's been a great show so far. I have to compliment you on something. For years, I listened to CBS Sports late at night, and I just so happened to listen to Fox Sports Radio a couple years ago and caught your show, and you by far gun that girl down who works tonight on CBS Sports. And as a matter of fact, all the commercials I've been hearing for the Herd and whatnot, your show beats them hands down, even though we differ on the teams we like.
Well, that's a tremendous compliment, Ray. I appreciate that. Very kind. I'm glad you found the show. We thank you for that. Always good to suck up to the host. You get more airtime that way. And we do appreciate that. I can assure you, though, even though you say that the show is good, those other guys get paid more money. So you don't have to worry about that. And it is a compliment, though, that you like different teams than I like, but you're still willing to listen. Because these days, Dre, as you know, a lot of tribalism, right? People only want to hear things about their team. They don't want to hear anything from the other side. And so I like that you're willing to listen.
Well, that's how I caught the show. I listen to a Bay Area sports show that ends at 10 p.m., and I like to go to the gym late at night, so when you come on at 11 p.m., I find your show quite hilarious.
Well,
even though
you.
I do hate the Blue Devils, yes, the Dodgers. I have two favorite teams, the Giants and whoever plays the Dodgers.
And
all right. So anyway, the Blue Devils, they won't lose. It's hard for the Giants to get a good, comfortable lead right now. So I am thinking it's going to take at least 105, maybe 104, perhaps even 106 for one of the two teams to win the Western Division the way they're both racking up wins. What are your thoughts on that, Mr. Maller?
Well, here are my thoughts. I think at one point the Dodgers will just say, all right, we're not going to catch the Giants, and then they'll start – one of these two teams is going to start resting players, which I hate. I can't stand that. And I'm worried it's going to be the Dodgers because of their front office and Andrew Friedman and how they operate. But the great thing about the Giants and the Dodgers is all these other teams suck that they play. So I don't know if they're good or just these other teams in the National League West. Arizona, the Padres, the Rockies are terrible. All of them.
I agree. It's unfortunate that these two historic franchises will have to meet in the NLDS. Instead of the National League Championship, I would rather see that. That would be a one-time thing. I think If you go back in sports, actually they did meet once in the playoffs. That would be Bobby Thompson's shot heard around the world. That was a technically a playoff game, if you want to go there. So let's hope
before my time. But here's my advice, Trey. If you want to beat the Dodgers, just have a one-run deficit if you're the Giants and Kenley Jansen on the mound of the ninth. You're in good shape. That's it. That's the formula. Because he really is the Blue Devil. I don't know about the rest of the guys, but he's the. All right, thank you, Trey. I got to go, but appreciate it. Let's go to.
I liked him in that spot. I really did.
Don't play that. Oh, we got the Doc. All right, let's go to the Valley. I'm sorry, Cody. Hold on. We got the Doc. Doc is in the. Is he still in the Valley of the Sun, or is he back in Chicago? Hello, Doc. Mike.
I'm in the Valley of the Sun. You bet.
You sound like you just woke up, Doc. Did you just wake up to call the show?
You bet, and I just about missed it, and I'm heading back to Chicago Sunday morning.
I talked to you on the plane, Doc. Remember when you were on the plane at O'Hare ready to take off? I was on the phone with you. We talked.
I know. Yeah.
What do you so think? Now, let me ask you this, Doc. I don't think you remember. You drink urine. You're fine. So now, Doc, Koopa Loop said, I have a problem with mosquitoes at my house where I'm living now. And so Coop said that urine will take care of it. What do you think?
Dynamite. Done it many times. In fact, in Ecuador, that's what they use. And it looks like I'm going to Ecuador this year. All they need is a nose test 3 days before you enter the country.
Oh, a nose test. You go to Ecuador. Oh, okay, so they're not requiring the vaccine. You're not. You feel you've self-vaxxed, Doc, with the urine, right? You don't need the vaccine because you have your urine.
Right.
Yeah, I understand.
Talk to Sage.
So how do you now? Then tell me, walk me through this, Doc. I'm not that bright. Explain it to me like I'm 5 years old. So, how would you use urine in Ecuador? How do they use urine to keep mosquitoes away? I got to hear this.
Very easy. You capture it in like a 16-ounce cup, like a beer mug or something. Oh. Take a cotton ball, dip it in there, and either. Now, it's good preventive too, you know. If you, I don't know where are you living in? Where are you living in the woods now or something? Or where are these mosquitoes?
Well, I'm out in the North Woods now. There's mosquitoes all over the place. I'm getting eaten alive here, Doc. They love my blood. Mosquitoes love my blood.
You know why, don't you? Because you got all that vitamin B, lost all that weight. Now you're very healthy. They love that blood.
So you think I should become unhealthy and then I'll be
right. Oh yeah. We'll go back up to 400 pounds.
I'll be back up to 400. I'll stop drinking the pineapple fruit smoothie. I'll stop doing that.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Hold on. You want to take a call, Doc? You want to take a call, Doc?
Absolutely. Where are the girls?
They're sleeping. Let's go to Cody.
How about Regina? I'm a Regina.
Regina? I don't know where Regina is. Cody is in Ohio. You want to talk to Cody or no?
In Ohio, sure. That's where the arm wrestling is done.
Cody, what's going on, Cody?
Not a whole lot, man. How are you today?
You're on with Doc Mike. Congratulations.
I feel privileged, man. Good. Doc, you are a legend, dude.
Thank you very much, Cody. Are you familiar with the arm wrestling in southeastern Ohio? And in Portsmouth?
I live in southern Ohio, so I'm not too far from Portsmouth. I used to live actually about 15 minutes away from Dick and Dayton.
Oh, okay. And I was in Portsmouth in 2003 and 2004. Took the undefeated champions through the arm wrestling tournament there.
Really?
Yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend, Doc.
You're feeding his ego here, Cody. You're feeding the man's ego here, Cody. How dare you?
Okay. How can I help you?
Well, I got a question. I had a question. You can answer this, too, if you'd like, Doc, but it's a question for Ben. Now, I know between the whole Belichick and Brady argument, Brady being the GOAT, Belichick being the greatest coach to ever grace the NFL, if you were to take Tom Brady off the Buccaneers and trade him out for Trevor Lawrence of the Jacksonville Jaguars, how would that affect the Super Bowl odds, not only for the Buccaneers, but for Jacksonville? I'm saying just quarterbacks, just strict quarterbacks.
All right, so we're doing the hypothetical. Okay, so Brady on the Jags, and you flip the script. So
right,
Jacksonville,
no other players.
Okay. Jacksonville would be a playoff contender, but their defense sucks. I mean, it would be like Brady at the end with the Patriots. I know they, you know, they got to the Super Bowl and all that, but Brady was, he didn't have playmakers around him. He has playmakers around him in Tampa, so they would be a middling type team. I'd go nine or ten, like 10-7, 9-8, something like that.
Right. That's the argument I try to make with people, and they always say, they always get offended by it. Tom Brady was in his greatness with New England, and he is in his greatness with Tampa Bay because of the team that surrounds him. Yes, he is a great quarterback. I think he's definitely 100% a Hall of Fame quarterback, but his greatness is due into the fact that the players he had around him, the top five, top ten players he's always had around him in his career, and when he saw he wasn't going to have that in New England, he wanted to get out to help further his legacy.
Well, he made the right choice.
You want to ask the doc? Yeah, you want to ask the doc about that too?
Because yeah, I ahead, know doc. Ben, what's your take?
Yeah, Ben, go ahead, Ben's got the answers on these. This guy's fantastic. I've been working with him for over 20 years.
Don't age me, Doc. I'm 22
here's,
right
here's
now.
Here's the deal. Yeah, yeah. Here's the deal, Cody, and all the millions of listeners out there. It's motivation. Ah. We put the 85 Bears together, okay, with Mike Ditka, who's one of my patients, and you're probably going to get him on the air one of these days.
I called Ditka. Ditka did not. He did not return my call, Doc. I left a message for Ditka. He did not call me back.
I'm going to be back in Chicago. I'm going to the restaurant and, you know, do a little shaking.
Right, you sort that out, Doc. You sort that out.
Yeah.
All right. Right. So motivation. Okay, so I got to leave it there, Doc. I got to leave it there. But thank you, Doc. And Cody. Well, that was a mutual admiration situation right there.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Forgotten soon. Well, that's the quote from Tom Brady, of all people. Tom Brady said, quote, I'll be forgotten here soon. I'll move on and they'll be on to someone else. But that's just the way football goes, as does life. From Tom Brady. He was talking about all the young quarterbacks in the NFL. Now, that sounds shocking and outrageous. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback that has ever performed in big games in the NFL, and he's the most decorated quarterback in NFL history. But he's actually right, right? And the example of this, and I know it's a little different because the internet age that we live in and how everything is now saved on the internet for posterity's sake. But if you go back 100 years to the early days of Hollywood, the biggest stars, you might occasionally get a quote out of one of those people. I'll use some old quotes from time to time, but they're not in the society that we live in. They've been forgotten. And you think of the early days of the NFL, some of the biggest stars in the NFL, and they're referenced from time to time, but they're mostly forgotten. That's just the circle of life, the ebb and flow, right? You're famous and famous and famous and famous, and then you're done, and then you're usually, if you're a legend, you're famous for a few years after that. And over time, you fade away. That's what happens. So it's not wrong. Although it is playing the sympathy card. Like, oh, woe is me. I'll be forgotten and all that. I want to thank you guys. You have sent a bunch of suggestions for mosquitoes. Everyone from Andrea in Berkeley, the sports sorceress who says she worked at an herb shop in Berkeley, and he said eucalyptus, citronella, or tree oil can stop mosquitoes. And I've got people sending me like $300 things I can buy on Amazon that'll stop mosquitoes. So I'm going to check that all out after the show. And we say hello to Marcel in Brooklyn. Marcel in Brooklyn for Food Picks. Hello, Marcel. And we will have in the bullpen here, Password, the word game of the stars in a few minutes.
Well, I love to, but in the meantime, I'll do the podcast called Mallertown this Saturday.
What? Wait a minute. You're on the Mallertown podcast? They booked you? Is that right?
They messaged me on my Twitter account at After Dark Marcel for my guest.
Well, that's a big get. Wow, let me tell you, Queen rocks in and the Aussie guy. That's a major booking right there.
I don't think the Queen is a boy or girl there, Ben.
What do you think the Queen is? This ought to be good.
A woman.
A woman. Okay. So not a boy or a girl, a woman. Okay, I got you.
A new dawn, a new day, still in the month of September. We got October coming up, and my birthday is not just go far months away. So, hello? Hello, Mallard Militia. Let's get into it. That's better. And Robin Vegas, who joins me now on Wednesdays, and then we'll straight to you guys coming up. So, Rob, good morning to you. Congrats on the Ravens win. Congrats on the Raiders win last night against, Monday night against the Ravens.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
So sorry.
That's a mess.
What is
Marcel.
Your pick from last night?
My God.
Thanks, Marcel. Before I give out my food pick, I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
I believe they have these in New York. Have you ever eaten at the Y?
No.
Oh, it's delicious. Do you know what the main dish is when you eat at the Y?
Nah, come on.
No.
Pink tacos.
Oh, believe it. Believe me, this not be a good choice there, Rob. But thank you, though. Check for the mixed match next week on his show.
Happy 15th birthday, Rob.
Yeah, Rob. It's junior high school. And, Rob, this is a very grown-up show.
This is going to be a very mixed match for you. You get the oodles and noodles, Ben. So, coming up.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go oodles and noodles.
Yes, this is going to be a...
Yeah! Woo!
Fingers crossed. Don't be proud.
Nobody else can steal my answer.
My
answer.
No, they not. Eddie.
That's right.
I'm going to go oodles of noodles, Marcel.
Eddie.
This is going to be three times for it.
Eddie. Yeah, thank you.
Fingers crossed.
Boo.
Toast.
Oodles of noodles.
Four times.
Four times.
This is it, Coop. This is your chance. Here we go.
For Coop de Loop. Let's go.
I'm going to say that you had lobster tortellini with garlic bread and a side of Caesar salad.
Not a good choice. Not a mixed match either. F minus
for you. I can't imagine what you had for dinner. Let's find out. Here we go. Big reveal.
Let's do this. Don't have much time for the player of the morning. Our food pick for last night, except for Coop de Loop, he eats something else. It's oodles and noodles.
Yeah, that's a winner.
Golden ticket is dead.
We're all winners.
I have won more than anybody.
Golden ticket.
I've won the most at this game.
Another golden ticket.
Actually, the three of you are golden tickets.
Oh, thank you, Marcel.
Who won the player of the night, Marcel?
Oh, let's see. How about the team in the morning except for the player of the morning? The San Francisco Giants coming together with the Dodgers instead. Tied at peace in the NL West.
Tied at what?
Tied at 2-2 apiece or almost getting a clinch for the NL West. That's okay.
Who?
Hey, Marcel, how should I kill mosquitoes, Marcel?
You killed it with a knife.
You never disappoint, Marcel.
Kawhi Leonard.
That is why you're a legend. That's what Eddie. All these people sending these natural old country remedies for mosquitoes. Just get a damn knife. I'm a wuss. I should go out there like with a machete.
Cut it in half with a knife.
Oh, Ben, so good.
What? Ben, what? Some tweet from Neebs 2020. Is Marcel drunk this morning? No. I don't think so, sir. Get lost.
Okay.
You guys,
take that, Neebs. Get lost,
Friday,
you loser.
And don't go anywhere. You guys got Password. The word game of the stars is up soon, right after this. Don't go anywhere. I promise you.
I'm going to get my knife. I'm going to kill some mosquitoes now.
Pascal, see ya come.
Thank you. Great advice.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show's not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is... Password. You idiot. Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
And away we go. It is time now for Password, the word game of the stars. We're going to play Password. I do want to thank you. I mentioned earlier I've been just covered in mosquito bites. I moved a few weeks ago, and the mosquitoes are out of control. And I have a bunch of messages I will read here after the show. I'm going through some of it. And a lot of you are saying garlic, like garlic, that mosquitoes do not like garlic. So,
and knife. We'll get the knife.
I guess I've been not eating enough. Yeah, well, Marcel did recommend just taking a knife. So that is, we got to get that as a drop. That's amazing.
Yes.
All right, let's play the game. Let's welcome in our contestants. Do we want to do goofy or do we want to do serious? What do you want, goofy or serious? Eddie?
Can we be serious on this?
No, I don't think we can. Do you want to go extreme goofy?
Let's go goofy. Go goofy.
Okay, we'll go goofy. We have Phylexis, America's favorite drag queen caller in Buffalo. Hello, Phylexis.
Hi, Ben. How you doing? Hey, Marcel wouldn't know a queen if they hit him in the balls. And I yet, so why would I not?
All right, calm down. Keep your skirt on. And Credit Card Gordon's going to play. Hello, Gordy. Not in Ottawa. You're in, where are you at, Gordy?
Waterloo.
Waterloo. Gordy in Waterloo. A couple of characters on the show, and we'll play the game right now. Phylexis, who do you want to partner up with quickly?
I'm picking Eddie, even though Pittsburgh beat our Bills, but I love
all
my
right.
Eddie.
All right, Gordon, who do you want to partner up with, Gordon?
How about you, Ben?
All right, let's win it. I'm in it to win it, Gordon. Okay. Phylexis, you're up first. List of words 1 to 10. Pick a number, please, Phylexis.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one.
All right.
Come on, hurry up, Eddie.
The clue is simple.
Easy.
That's correct.
Yeah, that was an easy one. All right, Gordon, pick a number 2 to 10, Gordy.
7.
Number 7. All right. Let's see here. The clue is about recall.
Remember.
Yeah! We're tied up! This is not goofy. This is good. All right, but I'm back to. I had no idea these guys knew these words. All right, go ahead, Phylexis. Hurry up. Chop, chop.
Well, that credit card went rejected anyway. Go ahead, Eddie.
Well, you need to pick a number now.
Number 10. 10.
It's appropriate. Hurry up.
Number 10.
How about sweets?
What?
Sweets. No.
Oh.
Number 10?
Oh. Oops.
Number 10.
All right. No,
never mind.
Let's go with departure. Oh, it's exiting.
Oh, we tied.
We're exiting the show. And he picked the wrong word. I win.
No, you.